Sheldon, thank you for taking time out. Just looking back at Sunday's game, talk about the adjustments that you guys made when the Ravens went up 14 points, because it seems like for the good portion of three quarters, you guys contained Ray Rice and those other weapons.
I think we were able to settle down. Obviously, with them having that bye week, they prepared and did some things that we were not accustomed to. But after those first two drives, we were able to settle down, recognize some of the things and tendencies they were trying to expose us with, and able to make corrections on the sideline and then go back out and execute.
How much of an asset was it having defensive lineman Phil Taylor back in the lineup to help contain Ray Rice up front?
I think it was really, the words can't describe that. I think you have to ask the defensive line, you know, because they get their four-man rotation, five-man rotation with him back. And it keeps everybody more fresh throughout the course of the game, and they can give you a lot more during individual plays.
But being one of the leaders on this defense, is it a true testament to see him back? When he said after that injury that he will be back playing, and to see him back on the field, was that true testament to him?
No, I think we all know what type of person Phil Taylor is, and we understand how he's committed to playing this game. We understand that, you know, Tom Hecker don't make mistakes in a draft, and he can pretty much read people personalities. So we knew. I was actually in the weight room that day when he got hurt, and you could see the tears in his eyes where, you know, it was an unfortunate situation. He was going to miss some time, but you knew he was going to fight to get back.
Moving forward, the bye week, let's just talk about that. What is the main focus of the guys in that locker room?
Reevaluate yourself. You know, make sure that you're doing everything in your power to help this football team win. Stand committed, you know, stand as one through thick and thin, no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what people feel. You're in this foxhole together, and we're going to climb out together no matter what. And that's the goal. We're going to stay here. We're going to watch some film. We're going to work with one another, continue to grow, communicate, and we're going to fight till the end.
And for yourself, what is your course of action during the bye week?
You know, when the coach has us in here, obviously I'll be 100% committed to doing what I'm supposed to do. But when he gives us a little time off, I'll go back to my roots in South Carolina. Spend some time with family, friends. We have homecoming down to the school. I'll take a motorhome down there, tailgate, and be a fan for a day. And experience, which I've experienced it from that side a lot, but I'll go experience it from a fan standpoint and just get rejuvenated and come back ready to go.
And Sheldon, how important is that for guys to stay focused in the moment, but at the same time, get away from the game and let your mind relax a bit?
Well, this game has allowed us to bless so many others within our families and friends. So I think personally, if you're not able to share that experience in those moments with them, then it's pretty much a waste of time, what you're building and what you're working for, you know. And it's always a plus to go back and, you know, get encouragement from those guys and let them – you see how they're still 1,000% behind you and the smile that's on their faces. It helps put everything in perspective, and it makes you more hungry.
And lastly, Sheldon, just seeing the way this team has performed throughout this season and just looking ahead to the next 7 weeks, what are your thoughts as you guys move forward?
I'm very proud of the youthful players on this football team. They grow week in and week out. Can't say enough about Brandon Wheaton sticking in there fighting through thick and thin with all the adversity. To be honest with you, I didn't know if he would be this successful. Throughout the course of a rookie season, it's very tough to come out and prepare week in and week out in this league and, you know, make plays. But he has done a great job, and, you know, he hasn't turned the ball over much. Some of the things that happened has not been his fault. So I'm very encouraged, and I think these guys will benefit from this season and this situation in the near future.
Sheldon, thank you for your time, and enjoy your time off.
I appreciate it. You enjoy your time off too.
I sure will.